build up your credibility a little bit. If you don't have any credibility, again, you partner with somebody who already does have credibility, that you can use their track record, you can go off their work, their hard work, and use it on your site. So reach out to me if you have a good project.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
5 tips on how to speak to a commercial broker so you can get some deals. All right. Number one, first thing you need to know is what you want to buy, right? Don't call a broker and be like, yeah, I buy everything. It's just, no, right? Even if you do buy everything, right? I buy everything, but don't say I buy everything, right? Find out what his, maybe he's got a listing on a multifamily and you want to call him about that multifamily, ask him a few questions about it, and then you let him know what you're looking for, right? So you need to know what you're buying, right? And you got to make sure a lot of commercial brokers, oh, by the way, the best tip is at the very end. So make sure you throw that in there. Like the best tip is at the very end. A lot of commercial brokers just focus on their like one or two items, right? Maybe they do multifamily. One person does self storage and industrial. Another broker does land, right? So usually they specialize in a certain area. But the first thing you want to do is you want to call for a listing that they have. That'd be the easiest way to get an in instead of just calling them because you want him to send you deals. You can do both, okay? So you call them because you want him to send you projects, or you want to call him because he has a listing already, you want to ask him some questions. But you need to know what you are buying, right? You need to know like what vintage, which basically means what year you're purchasing, what size units, what's price range, what areas. You know, you're looking for like a stabilized value add. I mean, you got to have your buy box, right? Once you figure out what you want to buy, that's what he's going to ask you. Well, what are you looking for, right? That's number one. So you got to make sure you answer that correctly. Don't forget, the last tip is at the end, okay? Number two, a broker's going to want to know is, where are you getting your debt from, right? Basically, where are you going to get your loan from? So you already got to have either a proof of funds, or maybe you partner with somebody. And I will tell you guys, if you got some good projects, I'll partner with you. Somebody who's got the lender, who's closed a few deals. So you already have your debt and be like, yeah, I use so-and-so-and-so from so-and-so firm. Here's my, you know, I'll send you over a proof of funds, and we have, you know, multiple sources of getting debt for our properties. Okay. So they're going to want to know that. Okay, number two is you want to know where you're going to get your equity, right? What is equity? Where are you going to get the down payment for the property? You're buying a $10 million property, you need $3 million down payment. So they want to know where are you getting your cash from, right? You can just say, I'm writing a check, right? Say, hey, I don't need cash, I got my own cash, perfect. Or we have a fund, or we partner with a fund, or we raise money from investors. We got a pool of investors, and we raise money for all our projects. You know, we've already closed 5 in the last 12 months, or whatever it is, right? You know, build up your credibility a little bit. If you don't have any credibility, again, you partner with somebody who already does have credibility, that you can use their track record, you can go off their work, their hard work, and use it on your site. So reach out to me if you have a good project. Okay, that's number three, right? They want to know where you're going to get your down payment from, right? You can say one of those things, my own cash, I got a fund, we partner with funds, we raise money from investors, okay? Number four is they're going to want to know the experience. Like, okay, well, what have you done? Tell me about, they're going to ask you, well, give me your bio. Tell me your experience, right? They're going to ask you, well, tell me about your last purchase, or tell me about your last 2 purchases, or tell me about your last purchases the last 12 months, 24 months. That's a nice way of them vetting you. Make sure you're legit buyer, because they get so many calls. Again, if you don't have any experience, you partner off with somebody that has experience, you can name off their properties. Hey, 204 units in Tulsa, 72 units in North Carolina, 103 units in North Carolina. You can say 123 units in Louisiana. We got some in Houston. You can just work yourself, and you can just know your numbers and know what you bought them and what kind of properties. And you let that broker know, like, yeah, we bought these, you know, we bought 300 units in the last 12 months, or 500 units, or $100 million in the last 12 months, right? There's your experience, okay? The fifth thing, which is a bonus, is when you're getting to your bonus, here's your bonus. If you're new and you're a little nervous, which everybody's going to be nervous talking to brokers, don't call any brokers where you want to buy properties, right? Maybe you live in Dallas, Texas. Don't call the brokers in Dallas, Texas, right? Because they're going to catch you off guard. You're going to have some that are kind of mean. Most of them are nice, but you might screw it up and they might not send you any more deals. So what do you want to do? Go pick up the phone book. Yeah. You know what a phone book is? Yeah. Okay. Go online and go look for commercial brokers in South Dakota. All right. Like, if you're not going to buy in South Dakota, Idaho, Nebraska, nothing wrong with those states, by the way, but super far away from where you're at, call them over there and screw it up. Have those conversations with those brokers in Nebraska, in South Dakota. Is there a North Dakota? Is that a state? I don't even know. Okay. In North Dakota, Idaho, North Idaho, South Idaho. They're probably not a South and North Idaho, but if there is, call them. And screw it up, right? Go ahead and do all your pitches to them. Call 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. And then you're going to get even some more questions from them. And you get used to answering the things they ask you and how they ask you. You get the feel for the phone calls. Once you're done with that, then call your brokers in Dallas because you're going to be a lot more smoother on the phone. You're going to have your shit together. You're going to know what to say. And you're not going to look like an ass speaking to them because you've already looked like an ass with the guys in South Idaho and North Idaho and West Idaho and East Idaho. Okay, so go screw it up over there. But when it comes to your home market, first screw it up somewhere else and then you'll be really, really good in your home market and you'll start getting some deal flow. Keep in mind, it will take some time. It will take some time. Bonus number two that I'm going to give you, that was 5 tips. This is tip number 6, is when they send you the emails with some deals, they're going to send you crap for the most part. Okay, at the very beginning, look it over and tell them, hey, thank you for the email. This won't work for me because this, this, and this, right? Don't be condescending. Don't be like, man, your project sucks. It's overpriced. Don't be like that, right? I mean, somebody will buy it. But just tell them why you're not interested in that. Or at least say, hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Keep sending this to me. This does not fit my buy box. It's too small. It's too big. It's a little tight on the, the purchase price is a little high for me. Whatever it is, just let them know and give them feedback. All right. So if you text your spouse, hey, did you like dinner last night, or your significant other, and they don't reply back, you're like, what the hell? Like, let me know if you like dinner or not, right? Like, just be polite. Somebody sends you a text message or an email, reply back. That's all they want. And if you keep replying back, guess what? You're top of mind because you're replying back to their email. It takes 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. I don't know how long it's going to take you. I don't know. It could take you 3 years, but it's worth it. Even if it takes you 2 or 3 years to get your first big, nice, juicy property, it's definitely, definitely worth it. A lot of people take them 3 months. Most people take them a little bit longer than that. Well, actually, a lot longer than that because it's a process. Okay. So those are my 25 tips on talking to a commercial broker. Good luck out there. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.